The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat Mozikini, Yosef Ben Sarav, and Marat Zakanati, Yafa Ben Sarav, and Rabbi Abraham Ben Esther, and Hashem. Tanihem began Eden, Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Hashem, and Moshe Ben Dina, Sarah Rahama, Bat Arv, Sarah Bat Rachel, and Hacham Siyun Ben Esther, and Narefan Adahim, Fata Nefesh, or Fata Guf, or Tamkra, Ban Lubav, Vichin Yerasom, and Amar, Amen. We begin today's daf on Chaf Aleph Amud Bet. Two lines from the bottom. Tarun Abanan. We are in the sugya of Eshet Yefat To'ar. That's the girl that the Jewish soldier sees in the battlefield. So the Gemara begins to discuss some of those laws. Tarun Abanan. The Gemara is going to duresh the pasuk. Veraita Bashivya. Okay? So the Gemara is duresh Bashivya at the time of captivity. Bishat Shivya. Which means the moment that he saw her and took her into captivity, he already had his eyes on her and wanted to take her. However, if he took her as a captive with intentions to sell her, and then later on he noticed that he wants her, too late. If the Yetzer Hara has to be b'sha'at shivya. I mean, at the time of the captivity, his eye is on her. Not that his eye was on her for something else, and then it came to this situation. As she says, Bishat Shivya, Im Natan Mitiqila Enava, Velo Shilakha Lemukhra, or Leshifha. Not that he took her initially for other reasons. Ve'arakach Natan Enava. Good. So it's got to be Bishat Shivya. Eshet. We continue to reach the pasuk. It says, "Ve'lakarta b'shvreita b'shva eshet yefatoar." What is eshet yefatoar? Ve'afidu eshet ish. Even if she's married, doesn't matter. Yefatoar, she's pretty. Lo debera Torah ela keneged yetzer hara. The yetzer hara item. Because she's pretty, that's what's getting it. But she says, "Mashma mitoch shemitgareb ba yitzrom mahmat yofia yefat toar hetira lo ubekoshi." What are you going to do? Ela demutav shiuchlu yisrael basar temutot shechutot. The Gemara is going to say this, but she's saying it to us now. Better that the Jewish people should eat basar that was slaughtered, even though it's dangerous meat. Basar mesukenet v'afa pishi meusa. כדכתיב בישראל ויחזקה ולא בא בפי בשר פיגול. Better than to eat kosher food that's dangerous, that's not healthy, that's poisonous of some sort, than for them to eat taref food that wasn't slaughtered correctly. And I'll explain to you what it means. That's read the Gemara first. אלא כנגד יצר הרע, the bottom line. מוטב שיוכלו ישראל בשר תמותות Shechutot. Temutot means sick animals that were slaughtered correctly. So at least they're nishat correctly, even though it's not good to eat them. But they were slaughtered properly. You should get the less of two evils. V'al basar temutot, but you shouldn't eat basar temutot that are sick, and the nevelot also. So therefore, which means... It's better, both are bad. It's not good to eat. So it's the less of two evils. Even though the Torah is matiring, it doesn't mean it's a good thing. Yeah. But okay, better to go with the Yifatuar beheter than to take a beisur. Even the heter is not such a great heter. You're going to go out at the end of the day. That's like eating kosher meat that's sick. Yeah. So better to eat kosher meat that's sick, the taref meat that's sick, the develot. Yeah. Comes the Gemara continues. Which means the whole thing is a bidyavad. Yeah. The Torah speaking to the Yetzer Hara of the guy. We wish the guy doesn't take it, but listen.
He's
going to
take it.
He's going to take it anyway. So you're going to eat sick meat. I said, you might as well eat kosher sick meat instead of eating sick meat that's not kosher. At least you get one thing good, at least. You know? So make it a tear, but still not the best item to do such a thing. The Hashakta, Pasuk says,
B'hashakta, you will desire her. Gemara says, Afal pi she'ena na'a, even though she's ugly. Which means it doesn't matter if she's pretty or not. It depends on his heshek. Mm-hmm. He has a heshek. Now she says, B'heshko talah katu, v'afidu ena na'a, even if she's not pretty. Ba. I says, V'hashakta ba. So the Gemara is doresh, ve'lo ba u'b'havirta. You can't take two. One yifatua per soldier. And she says, ve'lo b'havirta shelo yikach shtayim. V'hashakta ba. You got one. Ve'la kachta, and you will take her. Likuhin yesh lecha ba. Right? You can eventually marry her. Likuhin is lashon kedushin. And she says, kedushin tofsin. Now, ve'afal pi shaita ovedet kochavim. She's goya. Shareena mitgayeret mitdata. Even her conversion is under duress. She didn't come because she wants to come Jewish. You took her in the house, you locked her up. So Hadush says, even though the conversion is under duress, ve'lakachta likuhin yeshba. Kedushin is tofes. Right?
Has to marry her.
Does not have to marry her. He can marry her. If he marries her, the kohen yeshba. The kedushin will be, no, the kedushin is not tofes by a goya. A goya, the kedushin is not tofes. The hadush is, even though the conversion is a weak conversion, she's converting because she took her in, under the wall.
He doesn't have to marry
her. He doesn't have to marry her. Uh-huh. We're saying vilakachta. If you marry her, the kohen ba. The kedushin is tofes.
It's good. It's good.
Kedushin is hal. Normally, to a goya, kedushin is not tofes. Lecha leisha. You'll take her as a wife. Shelo yikach shte nashim. Achat lo v'achat le'abiv. Achat lo v'achat le'bno. So what does that mean? You can't take two at the same time? One for you and one for the father?
One for him, one for his son.
Okay, you can't take two. Even though he's not taking it for himself.
Yeah.
Right.
You can't take two, one for him. Let each one take his own. Each man for himself. Okay. That's what it says. You take it for yourself. You can't take one for somebody. I got you one also. Each guy. So the Pasuk says, then you'll bring her to your house. Melamed shelo yilhatsena b'milhama. Oh. According to this opinion over here, you don't have the relation, according to this shita, in the battlefield. You bring her home first, and you bring her into the house. Okay, so this shita is holding over here that the conversion takes place first, and then the abiyat takes place. Which means first, v'avetad toch betecha, and you go through the whole process. The first bi'ah is not v'avetad. The Torah is talking over here, when does a person take the Yifat Torah? So it says, V'hashakta ba, Yaveheshek, V'aveta el toch betecha. She goes through the whole process, then the material to have a bi'at. So the Shita is saying that the bi'at takes place only after the conversion. I thought there's two Shitot.
30 days later.
They're correct. There's two Shitot. There's one Shita that says it's immediate, even before the conversion. But this Gemara is saying from the Derasha, Vaveta, Shelo Yilad Sena B'Milchama. Do not have the Bi'ah in the war, in the battlefield itself. That is the Shita. Banan, we go further in the Gemara. Im Amor Yomar. Now, Evid, this is the case of the Nirtza. He has to come along and tell his master, I love the situation here. I want to stay. After Itishti, Banai, etc. No, it's it. So it says, Amor Yomar. Ad Shi Yomar V'yishne. He's got to say it twice. He's got to say it twice. Now, the Gemara is going to explain. When does he say it? Amar B'tchilat Shesh. If he said it in the beginning of 6 years, the beginning of his term, already he knew he wants to stay. Velo amar besof shesh, but he didn't say at the end of his term. Eno nirtza, doesn't work. Shne emar lo etze chofshi al shiomar b'shat yitziah. He has to make the proclamation at the time that he leaves. Amar besof shesh, ולא אמר בתחילת שש also אין לו נרצה, yes said in the beginning. שנאמר אם אמור יאמר העבד עד שיאמר כשהוא עבד, he has to say while he's still an עבד. The Gemara assumed that this is talking about the beginning. So the Gemara is saying over here, for it to work, it's got to be in the beginning and in the end. בשעת עבדות and בשעת יציאה.
Right before the end, yeah.
Correct. Right in the beginning when he's an Eved and right at the end at the time of Yitzi'ah. Amar Mor, the Gemara analyzes. Amar b'tchilat shesh ולא אמר בסוף שש אינו נרצה שנאמר לא אצא חופשי. Right? Because לא אצא, you have to say בשעת יציאה. מי עירייה מלא אצא חופשי? What do you have to come out from that pasuk? I'll prove it to you, I have to say it at the end. He doesn't have children in the beginning. He doesn't have a wife in the beginning. The master gives him a wife until he has children. So we know that it has to be at the end. Why did you have to learn that he has to say it at the end of the term from lo etze? But now it has to be at the end. It's got to be after he has his children. After it ishtiv et banai. Vetu amar besof shesh. ולא אמר בתחילת שש. He said, if you didn't say in the beginning of the six, אינו נרצה שנאמר העבד. Right, he's got to be a slave. אתו סוף שש, לאו עבדו. He's an עבד until the end. Who told you when it says that? He says it while he's an עבד. עבד means the beginning. He's 6 years. עבד can be the end also. Who told you that when it says he has to say when he's an עבד, it means the beginning. So the Gemara is questioning this whole concept of Eved means the beginning of the Avdut. Etze means the end of the Avdut. Who told you how to learn like that? Amar Rava. So Rava gives a new explanation. Let's get the right Girsaot here. So the Rashal is Mohek, so we won't read it. B'tchilat peruta aharona, b'sof peruta aharona. New understanding. B'tchilat shesh, not the beginning of six. And Sof Shesh is not the last minute of six. It's Bitchilat Peruta, Bisof Peruta, which means, didn't we learn earlier that the Eved depreciates? As the time goes on, he was bought for a certain price. As the time goes on, so by working, so he depreciates, which is if he wants to be Podeh himself, if he wants to put himself on day one, he has to pay 6 coins. If let's say he was sold for 1 coin per year, full value. In the fifth year, he has to pay 5 coins, then 4 coins, then 3 coins, etc. And as he depreciates, less work left, less time left. So the peruta means like this. He has to make the statement when there is still a peruta's worth left, and he has to make the statement when there is not a peruta's worth left. That's kodem shesh ulahar shesh, meaning kodem peruta, which means when there's still peruta plus left in his contract, and he has to make it at the end. How do we know this? We read Rashi. Rashi explains it to us very good. Look at Rashi. Amarava, b'tchilat peruta acharona, b'sof peruta acharona. Ve'lo garsinan lakasha, ve'lo garsinan kan. Okay. Ve'achi perusha. This is the pshat. Kol Tehilat Shesh. The Ketani. What is Tehilat Shesh? Not the beginning of the year. Cannot be the beginning. Because he doesn't have a wife and children yet. Kishemagia Latril Lesof Peruta Aharona Lefi Ajbon Girona. Sheadain Alav Shave Peruta. He still has a Peruta's worth left to himself. Davidami. I'm sorry, David Deme Evid. That's the minimum of an Evid. The whole sof shesh, and what does sof shesh mean? Me'achar she'tchil ba nekra sof delav eved, which means once already he has less than a shaveh peruta, he's not considered an eved anymore, because he has less than a shaveh peruta left of avdut. De'en alav shaveh peruta. Ve'achi ka'amar. Amar b'tchilat shesh, kodem peruta acharona. Tikvar yesh lo isha ubanim. Very good, he has a wife and children. Ve'lo besof shesh la'achar shechil peruta acharona enu nritza. Ve'afilu amar v'shana. Even if he would say it twice, b'tchilat shesh, when there's still a peruta, it's not enough. Why? Lo etze chofshi samuch li yitzi'ah. Because it says lo etze, you have to say it close to the yitzi'ah, which means you have to say it also when there's less than a shechil peruta left. That we learn from Lo Etzeh. Sh'at Yitziah means when there's less than a peruta left. As long as he has a perutah left in his value, it's not considered Sh'at Yitziah. Understand? So it's got to be said Sh'at Yitziah. Now, he amar v'shena b'sof perutah haronah. Now, let's see, did it at the end. B'sof perutah, he said it twice. Ve'lo amar b'tfilat perutah haronah enon ritzah. Shnei emar im yomar ha'eved. He's got to be an eved. Unless the shnei perutah is not an eved. So therefore, ad shemar kishu eved. Period. Then he brings a different gersa Rashi. So you see over here what? He's got to say it when he's an eved and when he's on the way out. When is he an eved? When there's at least the perutahs left.
Anytime before that.
Good. But he has to have a wife and children.
Yes.
Good. And he also has to say it when he has no value left. Meaning less the shrimp. No, sh'at yitziah. So imamor yomar ha'eved lo etzeh. Sh'at avdut, sh'at yitziah. And once he says it twice, imamor yomar, then already he becomes a netzah. With this, they say a famous derasha by Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, Va'et hanan el Adonai ba'etahi lemor. Moshe Rabbeinu was praying to Kadosh Baruch Hu to go into Eretz Yisrael. Right? So it says, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want to leave this world. So he tells Borei Olam, the Midrash says, Ahavti et Adoni, I love my master, et Ishti, that's his wife, his children, et Banai, Klal Yisrael, no, it's it. I don't want to leave this world. I want to go into Eretz Yisrael. So what does God tell Moshe Rabbeinu? Rav lach al tosif. Don't say it again. Because if you say it again, then already you're nirtzah. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to say it again. That's why God had to stop and say, don't repeat that line again, because the law is imamor yomar, if you say it twice. That's the derasha that they say. Okay, we continue in the Gemara. Amar mor. Amar b'tchilat shesh, velo amar b'sof shesh. No, where are we? Sorry, I'm going back. Tarun banan. You're all right. Tarun banan. Lo isha ubanim. Let's say the Eved has isha ubanim. That means the master gave him a shefha kana'anit, and he had children. Ulrabbo in isha ubanim. But the Adon doesn't have isha ubanim. Eno nirtza. There's no nirtza. Shnei emar, because the pasuk says, ki ahevecha ve'et betecha. He says, because I like you and your family. He doesn't have a family, it doesn't work. Look at Rashi. Lo isha ubanim shefha kanani shenimsar lo shenimsera lo v'yalda lo. But if the master doesn't have, he cannot make that statement et betecha. Lerabbo isha ubanim, if the master has a wife and kids, velo en isha ubanim, but the Eved does not have, enon ritza. That's obvious. Shnei emar, ahavti et adoni et ishti ve'et banai. He doesn't have. Hu ohev et rabbo ve'en ve'rabbo eno ohabo. He likes his master, but the master doesn't like him. He says, ahavti et ishti et adoni, I like you, I want to stay, but it's not reciprocal. Enon nirtza. Why? Shnei emar ki tov lo imach. Imach means it's mutual, which means the tov is both ways. Rashi says, no, not on that Rashi. Good. Rabbo ohabo, v'hu eno ohev et rabbo eno nirtza. That's obvious. Shnei emar ki ahevecha. Right? He has to like him. Hu chole, the ever is sick. V'rabbo eno chole, eno nirtza, shene'emar ki tov lo imach. He's got to be
beneficial.
Together.
Good
together. Chole is not good.
Yeah.
The Adon is not with the Eved. The Eved is sick. It's not tov lo imach. She says prat le chole.
Handicap.
Rabbo chole, והוא אינו חולה, אינו נרצע. Again, שנאמר, and mach. So they both got to be healthy. Or both sick, for that matter.
That's the next line.
Well, we'll get to that now. Shneim cholim mai. They're both sick. What's the question? Imach ba'inan v'ha'ika, or dilma ki tov lo imach ba'inan v'aleka. Tiku. What's the key word of the Rasha? Imach? Imach, they're equal. They're both sick. Or tov. Tov, they're not tov. Okay. Tiku, liyawa navi. Tanu rabbanan. We have a braita. Ki tov lo imach. We learn over here that you got to treat the eved ivri tov. You got to treat him nicely. You got to treat him well, equally. Ki tov lo imach. Imach b'ma'achal. Same food. Imach b'mishteh. Same drinks. Shelo te'ata ochel pat nikiya v'u ochel pat kibar. You're eating, you know, white bread, and he's eating black bread, or bread that wasn't sifted correctly with, you know, all the subin with the bran in it. Atash shote yayin yashan. The master drinks old wine. V'u shote yayin hadash, and you give him the new bottle, the new wine. No good. Atah yashen al gabim mukhin. You sleep on a comfortable bed, mattress. V'u yashen al gabim tevin. And he's sleeping on straw. מכאן עם מכאן עמנו כל הקונה עבד עברי כקונה אדון לעצמו. Did anybody that buys an עבד עברי, it's as if he bought a master for himself, because you become a master to the עבד. You got to make sure that he has all the luxuries that you have. ויתנו רבנה, we have a ברייתא, ויצא מעמך הוא ובנה ועמו. Okay? He only goes out with his children. The Shefcha and the children of the Shefcha remain slaves to the Adon. That becomes his property. The Eved Evri goes out with his family, not the Shefcha and the children. Good. Previous, right? Tereb Banan. V'yatza me'imak hu ubanav min Yisraelim. Emo Amar Bishimon Himun nimkar Banav ubnotav minim karim, which means, of course, what do you mean? He was sold as a slave. His children weren't sold as a slave. What do you mean? You have to tell me, Hadush, that his children go out? I would think his children go out. They weren't sold. Comes the Gemara and says, Mikan shirabo chayab imzonot banav. You buy a slave, even though those children don't have to work for the Adon, they're not his slaves, but you bought the family, and therefore you got to support them. And therefore the Hiddush is that once the father goes out, you don't have to pay for them anymore. That's the Hiddush. I mean, they were talking about the obligation of the Adon. As long as the Adon has this father under his jurisdiction as a Eved, he's got to pay for the kids' mizonot. Once they go out, okay, we outside, don't have to pay anymore. Kayotze bedavar, ata omer im ba'al ishahu, v'yatzea ishto imo. If he was married to an Israelite, he goes out with his wife. Amar Bishmon in whom nimkar ishto minimkera. Of course, his wife is not the slave; he's the slave. Mikan shirabo chayav mezonot ishto. The master's chayav to pay also for the mezonot of the wife. Comes the Gemara's Vesricha. I need a pasuk to teach me that he has to pay for the children and he has to pay for the wife. The Yashmirinan banav. Mishum delo benim me'ebad u'mechal nidu. They can't go to work, they're kids. So who's going to support them? Aval ishto debat mechal u'me'ebad. You let her go to work. Emma ta'avid v'tichu. Let her go to work and support herself. V'yashmi'inan ishto delav dirka lehadure. Not the derech for a lady to go around to the doors and collect tzedakah. It's not modest for a lady to do such a thing. The boys, they go around, collect money, go collect tzedakah. Emma, lo, I might think I don't have to support them. Therefore, it says siricha. You need that as well. Tanu rabbanan.
Even up to a certain age, all the boys.
Banan means ketanim. Comes the Gemara and says, you take the Eved, you bring him to the door, right? You put his ear on the door, and you take the oil, the marseya, and you pierce him. So it says, Ilu ne'emar ozno bedelet. If it would have said ozno bedelet, his ear in the door, hayiti omer, I would have said yidkor keneged ozno bedelet. Delet in ozno lo. I would have said like this. Put the Eved's ear on the door and bore a hole through the door, keneged the ear, meaning from the
opposite.
Right, start from the other side. Start from the door and go through his ear. Because the pasuk would say, ozno bedelet. Hayit me yidkor keneged ozno bedelet. I would say, right, put his ear on the door and go from the door side into his ear. Keneged his ear. Not going through his ear, keneged his ear. Which means the siman is on the doorpost. Where his ear is. Meaning line him up, put his ear on the door and make a hole on the door from the other side, keneged, but don't make a hole in his ear. So that's why it says, V'yitkor keneged ozno bedelet. Delet in, ozno lo. Meaning the door, yeah. And his ear, no. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? V'ozen lo. Can I have that? I mean that you're not going to pierce his ear. V'akiti v'ratza Adonav et ozno. Mamalseya. What are you talking about? That's to be the ear. Elaiti omer, Yirtse'ena le'ozen me'ibrai. I would think that what? That you pierce the ear from the outside. V'yanihena ala delet, v'yidkor keneged ozno bedelet. Rashi, second line. First line is, abal ozen lo yidzena. Have I mean, I would just think you put his ear on the door and pierce the door. Can't be. V'ratza ozno. Next, Rashi. Lashon me'ibrai, kilomar. Rachot min adelet, kedichtiv et ozno, v'adar yiten ozno bedelet, v'yikach ata marzeya, v'yidkor bedelet ma'ever ashni keneged ozno, lekayem v'lakachta marzeya, v'natata ozno bedelet. So what would he have done? First pierce his ear. First pierce his ear, like the Torah says, v'atzah adonat ozno. Then after you pierce his ear, put his ear on the door, and go to the other side. Make a siman on the door. Uh-huh. Do two things. Pierce the ear separately. Then put his ear on the door. And where his ear hits the door, pierce the ear. Pierce the, that's why I have two situations, two processes. Yes?
Yeah.
Tamud lomar, that's why Pasuk says, Be'ozno ubedelet. What's the exact Pasuk? The Pasuk says, V'gisho el adelet v'rasa ozno et adonav v'gisho adonav el ha'elui v'gisho el adelet o el ha'mezuzah v'rasa adonav et ozno b'marseya v'avado le'olam. Good. So comes the Gemara, what are you supposed to do? Ha'ketzat doker ve'olech ad shemagia etzel delet. Go to his ear until it gets to the actual door itself. Delet shomeya ani ben akura ben she'en akura. When it says the door, it sounds like whether it's attached or whether it's not attached. Which is all you gotta do is the place of the door. Next to a door. Tamud aman mezuzah. It says, oh, the mezuzah. Ma mezuzah me'omed, just like the mezuzah, the post is upright. Avdelet na me'omed, you can't have the door on the floor and just go with keneged the door. It's got to be the door is upright like the mezuzah. Okay, so let's go. So what did we learn from all these pisukim? Let's get the clarity over here. It says verasa adonav etozno b'marseya. So that's clearly it's got to be the ear. But when it talks about where it's done, it says v'gisho el adelet. Oil a mezuzah. You bring them to the door or the mezuzah. Now. Good.
But you do it there.
and it can't be off the hinges. That's like the mezuzah upright. And you don't have to actually pierce the door. It's you piercing the ear itself. Can I get the door? Because I would have thought maybe you do the door alone, can't be. Maybe you do the ear separately, then the door. No. Kamashman ozno badelet. The ozno is on the door itself and you pierce it through.
Till you get to the door.
But you're not piercing the door. You're piercing the ear through and through till it gets to the door. You're hitting the door. Yeah, you're piercing the ear, it's going to hit the door. But till you get to the point, is you're piercing the ear by the door. Till you hit the door.
One motion.
Right, one motion, exactly. It's not two separate acts. Asukin devarim. Velakarta tamartseya velatata beozno ubadelet. Beautiful. So beozno ubadelet. So that already comes into the confusion now. In his ear and in the door. So vayalecha evet olam. That is it. So that the brayta starts. Ilu neemar ozno badelet. Without the bit. It's one action. Just do the door, can I get the ozen and finish? Delet in was no law. The ozen law. That's even the pasuk we know. I would say, yeah, maybe do the ozen separately outside, then viyanihena ala del, then put it on the door. Okay, no. Period. Badelet. What does the pasuk come along and say? Badelet. Tamud Amar beozno ubadelet. One action. Beozno ubadelet. Beautiful. Put the ear on the door. Hakitzad okay. Olecha shekem against the delet. Beautiful. Put the ear on the door. It's pierced until you hit the post, and we got two actions simultaneously.
On the post or on the door?
By the door on the post.
On the post.
And what is the post door? Just like the door, the post is attached. So straight okay. Upright. That's what Gemara says then. Good. Very good. Rabban Yohanan ben Yozakai aya doresh et hamikra hazeh kemin chomer. He came and was doresh this over here, kemin chomer, as she says, like a packet of besamim that the ladies used to wear over their body in order to bring a good fragrance. Which means he explained the pasuk in a beautiful way. Right? Like a pearl. Why does God pierce the ear? Why is that the item that has to be pierced for the Eved? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ozen sheshama'a koli al har Sinai, v'sha'a she'amarti kili b'nei Yisrael avadim. God said on har Sinai, you are my slaves. Velo avadim la avadim. Who asked you to go put yourself to become an avid to another avid? Even your master is an avid.
To me.
To God. And therefore, I don't want you to become an avid. You're my avid. Now you went and you put yourself to be an avid to an avid. You subjugated yourself. And the ear was the one that heard that. The halach zeh. The kana adon na'atzmo. The first time, okay. He was sold. He stole money. But now, willingly, you're putting yourself into bondage. Torah says, "Yirtza." That ear needs to be pierced. Verabishim on Barav Hayadoresh Barabi Hayadoresh Tamikraze Kimin Homer Manishtana Delit Umzuza. Mikol kelim shebebayit. Why they picked necessarily the delet and the mezuzah? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Delet u mezuzah shehayu edim b'Misrayim. Right, the doorpost and the delet is the mashkof, is the top of the doorpost. They were witnesses. B'sha'a shepasachti ala mashkof al shteh mezuzot. ואמרתי כי לי בני ישראל עבדים ולא עבדים לעבדים והוצאתי מעבדות לערות והלך זה וקנה אדון לעצמו יצא בפניהם. Let him become pierced in front of the witnesses that saw it.
Mishnah continues. עבד כנעני נקנה בכסף ושטר ובחזקה. And now we discuss how an עבד כנעני is נקנית. How is he acquired? So it says he's acquired with כסף. You could buy him with כסף, which means you pay his owner kesef,
and he's transferred. Ubishtar, or with a star, okay, a document. Ubahazaka. We will see exactly how those two kinyanim or three kinyanim work. Okay? Vekone et atzmo. And how does he acquire his freedom in Eved Kanani? Vekesif al yede ahirim. With money, but the money has to be given by somebody else. We'll see why. Ubishtar al yede atzmo. But with a shtar, he can receive the shtar shihrur himself. If he's being bought out by kesef, the kesef is paid by somebody else, but if the master is giving the shtar of shihrur, he can give it directly to the eved himself. Devrei Rabbi Meir, v'achamim omrim the exact opposite. Bekesef al yede atzmo. Well, the money, he gives the money. Now, how can he get the money? Whatever he gets belongs to the master. So the Gemara will have to explain to us how that works exactly. But he pays the money. Ubishtar al yedei ahirim. And the shtar, if the master wants it free, he cannot give it directly to the Eved. He's got to give the shtar to a third party form. Ubilvad, shiya kesef mishel ahirim. So the Mishnah stipulates that even though he gives the kesef, it cannot be his kesef. It's got to come from somewhere else. Let's read the Mishnah. Let's read Rashi. Vekone et atzmo miyad rabbo. An Eved Kanani can acquire himself back from his master. Bekesef al yede achirim. Shiyitenu lerabbo. Amenat shiyehetze ben horim. Which means the others give it to the master on condition that this guy should go free. Avalu atzmo lo yikabel mehem. But he cannot receive the money. Va'afilu amenat she'en rabbo reshutbo. Which means according to the Bimeir, even if you would give the money to the Eved and say, this is your money on condition that your master has no rights to this money. No good according to the Shita. Why? The kasavar en kinyan le'eved belo rabbo. There's no such thing as a kinyan of the Eved without the master getting involved. So you can never gift the Eved money. It's always going to go to the Adon. So therefore, the only way according to the Bimeir you can free him with kesef is al yedeh ahirim. Ubishtar al yedeh atzmo. However, the shtar he can receive himself, sheyikabelenu hu. Ubigavah mefaresh nekulad Rabbi Meir v'Rabbanan. The Gemara is going to explain all the shitot of Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan. Uvad, sheyah kesef mishel achirim. Which is according to Hachamim, no, kesef al yedei atzmo. But so long as somebody else gave him the money, da'eved en lo klum. Da'eved has nothing. De'im matzam mitzi'ah, if he found the lost object. O kibel matana, hakol lerabbo. Everything belongs to the master. V'imbal lefdot al yedei atzmo, if he's going to try to redeem himself, sarik liot mishel acheni v'yitenu lo al menat she'en rabbo reshut bo. Very good. So according to Hachamim, they hold you can't do this. You can give it to the Eved and tell him it's yours. Al menat the master has nothing to do with it. So if it's his, if he can redeem himself with it. So that's a machlok to be me and Hachamim. Wait for the Gemara. The Gemara will expound on it much more elaborately. So comes the Gemara and says, Mina lan. How do you know that an Eved Kena'ani can be acquired with Kesef, Shtar, and Hazakah? Okay, how do you know that those two Kinyanim? Now, how would the Shtar work? How would Shtar work? Which means, I guess the Mocher gives a Koneh, which means the seller writes, Eved Kena'ani, Avdi Kinuya Lecha. And he gives them a Shtar, and to tell them that the sale is a sale. In any event, how do you know that it is acquired in these three ways? So Gemara says, "Dichtiv v'tnachaltem otam libnechem acharechem lareshet achuza." The Torah says, and you will bequeath the Eved Kanani to your children as an inheritance of an achuza. Achuza is like a field. Hekishan akatuv v'ste achuza. The pasuk compares an Eved Kanani to a field. Mas de achuza, just like a field. Niknit. Bekesef b'shtaru hazaka. That's the three ways you acquire a field. Af eved kanani nikne bekesef b'shtar ubehazaka. So comes the Gemara and says, imas de achuza chozeret lebaalim beyovel. You want to compare it to a ste achuza? Well, in yovel we know that it goes back to the original owner. Af eved kanani chozeret lebaalim beyovel. You're going to tell me that eved kanani also goes back. So he goes free in Yovel, Tamud Lomar, De'olam Bahem Ta'abodu, which means they work forever. I mean, there's no deen of Yovel by Eved Kanani. Comes Rashi, Rashi says, no Rashi yet. Comes the Gemara and continues, Tana, we have a Braita, Af Pachalipin, which means there's another way that an Eved Kanani can be Nikni through the Kinyan called Halipin, which means through an exchange, which means the Mocher, the Koneh gives the Mocher an item, the Mocher picks up the item, and his Eved is transferred through Halipin to the buyer. So why did the Mishnah list Halipin as well? Betana didan, awetana milta deleta bemetaltelin ketani. Our Mishnah is only listing kinyanim that don't work by portable items. Milta diita metaltelin lo ketani, which means, of course, our Tana agrees that Halipin works, but our Mishnah is only writing items that are a kinyan outside of metaltelin. Mishnah doesn't have to tell me the metaltelin, because an Eved Kanani is a metaltelin, he's a movable. So of course, I don't got to tell you the standard ways to acquire metaltelin. The Hadush of the Mishnah is to tell me that you consider an Eved even like a Sadeh. So the Mishnah is only discussing the Kinyanim that an Eved is similar to like a Sadeh, to not discuss Kinyanim that are applicable to metaltelin. The Mishnah agrees that you can use Halipim, but the Mishnah is not classifying metaltelin Kinyanim. It's only discussing how the Eved is similar to a Sadeh. Look at Rashi. She says, Sadeh niknit bechol hani. Right? A Sadeh is acquired with all these items. Kesef, shtar, hazaka. Ul kaman yalif peperkin vechol of de kochavim kekenaanim. Which means, when we call an Eved Kenaani, that's only a terminology. Every goy that's sold as an Eved has a din of an Eved Kenaani. So why do we call an Eved that sold a goy Eved Kenaani? Mishnim kal Eved. Ena shekol avadim niklim av shem Kenaan. Mishum dichti be Eved avadim. But Noah cursed his children, cursed his grandchildren, so he said Eved Avadim, he said by Kenaan. So therefore we call every goy that sells himself is called an Eved Kenaani. Okay, that's the terminology. Rashi, Milta, Di'ite be'Eved, Veleta b'sh'ar metaltelin ketani. Which means, we're only discussing kinyanim that apply to an Eved, but not to regular portables. Aval halipin, דיאיתנו נמי בשאר מטלטלין שהמטלטלין גם אם נקנין בחליפין מרגיל המטלטלין הנקנין בחליפין לא הצליק ללמטלין למשל לא דאפת תלמי כי זה פשוט על העבר הזה דין המטלטלין the hadush of the Mishnah is that even as a din of a sadeh. So if I'm tana is not discussing halipin, comes to give us this Amar Shemuel, Eved Kenani nikne b'meshicha. Oh, one of the ways you can acquire an Eved is meshicha, which means you draw him, you take him, you moshech him. How do you do that? Ketzad takfo uba etzlo kenao takfo b'chazka, which means you grabbed him, you seized him against his will, and you tugged him towards you. Kenao, that's it. You acquired him. Kenao, but if you called him, hey, Eved, come here. Uba etzlo lo kenao. Why? Because when he's coming to you on his own volition. He's coming to his, in his own da'at. Right? That's not considered a kinyan. When you grab him against his will, you made the kinyan meshicha. But when he's walking to you because you called him, he did it on his own. He has da'at. Now, Bishlama le Tana didan. According to our Tana, milta di'ita b'metaltele, lo ketani, deleta b'metaltele, ketani. I understand why the Tana v'amishta did not discuss kinyan meshicha. Because again, meshicha is a kinyan by metaltelin. I'm not discussing items that can mean niknit b'metaltelin. Letana bara, but according to Letana of the Baraita, that you already wrote halipin, so therefore nitni meshicha, you should have included also meshicha, because meshicha can also be acquired by metaltelin items. Kiketani miltad ite ben b'mekarke'e ben b'metaltele. The Tana of the Baraita, when he discussed halipin, because halipin applies both to a field and both to metaltelin. Meshicha, the metaltele ita b'mekar ke'eleta lo ketani. But meshicha, you can only acquire metaltelin b'meshicha, not a field b'meshicha. So therefore, it did not discuss. So therefore, the Braita's rule is, it's discussing items that apply by both. Halipin is an item that applies by both. Meshicha, you cannot acquire a field. The Meshicha, that's why it did not discuss that kinyan.
Is it Meshicha Chazaka?
No, Meshicha is drawing it.
Hazaka, we're going to see now, is doing something to it. Comes Gibran and says, Ketzad, what's the case of Mishicha? Takfo. He grabbed the Eved, Uba Itzlo, Kena'o. However, Kena'o, you call the Eved, Uba Itzlo, Lo Kena'o. So there's Gibran and says, Vekena'o, Lo? Well, if you called him and he came to you, that well, you're not going in. That then, yeah, we have a baraita. Ketzad bimsira. If a person wants to acquire an animal, one of the ways you acquire an animal is through misira. Misira means you hand over the animal to the person that is buying it. How do you fulfill misira? Achaza bitalfa. Let's say you held on to the talfas, like the hoofs of the animal. Bisa'ara, or the hair of the animal. Bi'ukaf would be the saddle of the animal. Sha'ale on it. Bishlif sha'ale, the load that's on its back. Bifrumbia shibifia, the bit that's in the animal's mouth. Ubizug shibisavara, that would be the bell that he has on his neck. Kena'a. Good, that's the way misira, which you just have to hold on to that something that's on the animal's body, and you're kone. Ketzad bimshicha, you could also acquire an animal to mishicha, which means drawing it towards you. How do you do that? Korela, you call the animal, viba, and it walks. Or shekisha bimakel, or you hit it with a stick, v'natztalifanav, and it ran a couple of steps in front. Kevan she'akra yad v'regel, once it moved, took one step, yad v'regel, which is the front leg and the back leg. Kana, you're quiet. Rabbi Asif, Amnila Rabbi Aha Omer Ad Shetalech Lefanav Melo Komata. It's got to walk the distance of its length of the animal itself. It's not enough to take one step. It's got to walk the full distance. Ah, so the question is, you see Mishicha by an animal, it's enough to call it. Now when it comes to an Eved, you said, calling it is not enough. What's the between a Behema and an animal and an Eved? Amre Behema Adalta Demara Azla. The Behema has no doubt. So when you're calling it, it's coming a da'at of the one that called it the master. Eved, however, has da'at. Adate de nafshe ka'azir. He's coming on his own volition, and therefore, that's not considered a kinyan. Amar rav ashe. Eved katan ka behema dame. An eved katan that has no da'at is like a behema. When you call it, there's no da'at. It's only coming, it's reacting to the call, and therefore, you can be kone. An eved katan b'mshicha by calling it Tanu Rabbanan Kesad Behazaka. How do you make a hazaka on an Eved? Hitilo Minalo. He's got to serve the master in some capacity. For example, let's say he took off the master's shoe, served him. Oh, Holich Kelav Acharav Lebet Merchas. He carried his kelim for him to the bathhouse. Hipshito, or he disrobed him. Meaning the Eved disrobed the master. Helped him get undressed. Hidchiso. Or he bathed them. Sacho. Sacho, he anointed them. Put oil on them. Gerdo. Gerdo is like he scraped it. We do that in the mikveh, like, you know, to scratch the body from the old skin. Hilbisho. Or he dressed them. Hinaido, he put on his shoes. Or higbiho. Or he lifted them up. The Eved lifted up the master, carried him, you know, somewhere. Kena'o. That's considered already a kinyan. That the Adon made hazaka on the Eved. Amar Bishimon. The Bishimon says, Lo te hazaka gedola mehagbaha. There's another type of kinyan called kinyan hagbaha, where you just lift an item. So the Gemara says that hazaka, according to the Bishimon, that hazaka is not going to be stronger than hagbaha. Now, normally that would be the master lifting up the Eved. That's the way he would make kinyan hagbaha. The reverse. We're talking about now the Eved lifting up the master. That's Hazakah. But he says, if that works, Hagbah should also work, meaning that the master should be able to lift up the Eved. The Gemara says, Dote Hazakah Gulam Hagbah. Shagbah Kone Bechol Makom. Because Hagbah lifting is Kone in all places. We don't know what that means yet. We'll wait for the Gemara to explain. Maika Amar. What does it mean? Hagbah is Kone in all places. Amar Bashe Higbiho Hu Lerabo. Which means if the Eved lifted up the master, kina'o, bikinyan hazaka, higbiho rabbo lo. But if the master lifted up the Eved, lo kina'o, that's tarakama. Amar bishimon, lo te hazaka gedola mehagbaha. If hazaka works, hagbaha should work. Shagbaha kone bechol makom. Because hagbaha is kone all over the place. Hashta de amat higbiho hu lirabo kena'o. Oh, once you're telling me now
that if he lifts the master up, that's considered a kinyan. Ela me'ata shifcha kina'ani tikne bibi'ah. So shifcha kina'ani should be acquired with bi'ah, because the assumption is that when he has the bi'ah with the shifcha kina'ani, he lifts her up a little, and therefore, and we know that bi'ah is not nikne, shifcha kina'ani, why not? The bi'ah is akbah. Ki kamrinana, when do we say akbah? When the which means to a hazaka works, when the Adon is getting picked up, he's thrilled. He's getting a free ride. Mashiach and the Eved, he's mitzayir. He's picking him up. He's breaking his back. That's considered a kinyan of hazaka. I mean, he's doing the work. However, haka but if the guy's having a bi'ah with a shifakan anit, they're both having that. That's not considered a kinyan. Yeah, he lifted her up, but he's enjoying himself. So therefore, that's not considered a kinyan. Also, the Gemara says, shelo kedarka ma'ikale memar. Also, maybe tell me a bi'ah shelo kedarka, where she doesn't have a hana'ah from that type of bi'ah. So therefore, what? You can say that maybe it's considered a kinyan, which means she's suffering. Right, she's the one that's being nicknied, and he's lifting her up. So therefore, it's kinyan hakbaha. So therefore, it should work. Gemara says, "Amar Rava Chaybar Adad min Acha Man Lemalan De Rav Hanaa Itlihu LeTarvayu." First of all, told you that they both don't have hanaa in the bi'ah shelo kedarka. The odd mishkeve isha ketiv. The Torah, when it refers to different bi'ot, it refers to both of them together. Mishkeve. To teach me, kisha katuf kedarka, shelo kedarka, full the laws. And therefore, just like you consider a regular mishkav and hana'ah, we're going to consider the other one as well. And therefore, a shifcha kena'ani cannot be niknit according to the Bishon Behagbah of the bi'ah, because what zen ene. However, if according to the Bishon, a regular hagbah of the Adon lifts up the Eved over there, or the opposite. The Eved lifts up the Adon, so there the Adon is Nehene, but the Eved is not Nehene, he's Mista'ed. Therefore, that's the Kinyan. Look at Rashi, Maika Amar. Look at Rashi, Maika Amar. Ma Inyan Hagbahad de Alma. What do I care from a regular Hagbahad, Hagbahad de Acha? Hagbah de alma lokeyach magbiya hafetz. Normally, in a regular hagbah, the buyer lifts up the hafetz. But here we're saying she'aved magbiyo mishum avodah. It's the inyan of hazaka over here. She'alokeyach mishabed bo liknot b'hazaka. Right, which we're saying over here, it's a different type of hagbah. That was the question. Mike, what are you comparing a regular kinyan hagbah, which is the buyer is making the hagbah? Here it's the opposite. Here the one that's being bought is making the Akbar. But that's not called Kinyan Akbar. That's called Kinyan Hazakah, because he's working for the master. So to that, the Gemara said, Maika, I'm going back. The Gemara said, Maika Amar. What are you comparing? So to that, the Gemara said that... Amar Vashay, Igbiho, Hu Lirabo Kena'o. That if he picks up the master, it's okay. He can be all the bo, lo kinyan. Bishon is going to say no. It'll work, nonetheless. That if hazaka works, but he lifts up the master, it'll also work. That the master lifts up the eved, it'll be also considered hagbah, because he has a rule that if hazaka, which is a weaker kinyan, works, hagbah is a stronger kinyan. So if hazaka works, certainly where hazaka works, hagbah will work as well. To that, the Gemara says, oh yeah. So shifcha kena'ani should be niknit the same way. That what? That the Adon will have a bi'ah with. That when the Adon has a bi'ah, he's lifting her up. So Gemara, relax. That's the type of hagbah where zeneh. We're talking about a kinyan hagbah where at least one of them is mista'ed, which means, and therefore, the Gemara kikarin, zeneh is a mista'ed. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Shifcha kena'anit tekne bebi'at. First line, Rashi, deha agbeha leh. Right? Because he lifted her up. So that the Gemara says, there is a difference. Because bottom line, she has a hana'ah and he has a hana'ah. We're talking about a hagbaha where one is mitzta'ed, and one is that type of kinyan will work, but not by a shifha kena'anit. Come to Gemara and says, "Hashta de'amar tigbiyohu l'rabo kena'o." Now that you give me a rule, that what? Higbiyohu l'rabo, when he, the Eved, lifts the master up. So that's considered kinyan. Which kinyan is that called? Hazakah. He's lifting up, he's doing work for the master. Also, we have a rule now. Anytime that the Eved lifts up the master, there's a kinyan. Ha'ata shifha kena'anit, tikne bibi'ah. A shifha kena'anit should also be acquired through bi'ah, because when she has bi'ah with the master, or the master has bi'ah with her, it's as if that the shifha is lifting up the master, because let's say she is, supporting his way, so it feels like he's lifting, and as she says, she lifts him up, and therefore, if you tell me kinyan is when the Eved lifts the master, so bi'ah should work by shifha kena'anit to make a kinyan, and we know it doesn't. So Gemara says, big difference. Which is, when do I say the kinyan works? When the Eved is mitzta'ir. I mean, he's doing the work. However, what do you want to tell me? That the shva is making the kinyan at the same time she's making the kinyan. She's nene also with the bi'ah. So therefore, you're right, she's lifting the master, but she's having an ass. If it's not a mitzta'ir, where you're saying like she's working. The kinyan of the kinyan of Azka, she's working, she's doing something. Here she's having the same man as the master. Therefore, it's not a kinyan. So the Gemara, oh yeah? So what about Shiloh Kedarka? Where she's not having a hana'ah? So comes the Gemara, Ma'ika Lememar. So the Gemara says, first, who says she's not having hana'ah? Right? Amar of Chai ben Adad bin Acham, Andema Delav hana'ah lehu. Who says there's no hana'ah? The Tarvayu. And secondly, V'od Mishkevei Shakindi, which means we compare all the Mishkevot to the same. That if you tell me the regular Mishkav is not going to be Koneh, also, be Ashlo Kedarka also is not going to be Koneh. Ki Sheketuv Kedarka, Shelo Kedarka. Good. I'm coming right on. I'm in limit.